Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 127 talking about the awesome nature, the awesome ability to have guests, Hachnasas Orchem, one of my favorite mitzvahs that is wonderful for all of us to try to do. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Gedola hachnasas orchin ke hashkamas beis hamedrash." Receiving guests is as great as rising early to attend the study hall. Diktani mipnei haorchin upnei bitol beis hamedrash. For the Mishnah talks about the two, equating the two, and it states that produce may be cleared away because of guests or because of curtailment of attendance at the study hall. Rav Dimi min Harda, Amar Yosher mishkamas beis hamedrash. Rav Dimi from Naharda says, receiving guests is even greater than rising early to attend the study hall. Diktani mipnei haorchin, for the Mishnah says, because of the guests. First, the hadar of bnei bitul beis hamedrash, and only then does it state, or because of the curtailment of attendance at the study hall. The Gemara says even further, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Gedol hachnasas orchin mehe kabbalas pnei hashchina, a very famous Gemara. Receiving guests is greater than greeting the divine presence. How do we know this? From Avraham, Diksiv vayomer Hashem imnam etzasi chen beinecha anasa avor me'alavdecha. For it is written, Avraham says to Hashem, hold on, don't move, let me go get these guests that you sent me. My Lord, if I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass away from your servant. Please don't leave your servant. Avram literally tells Hashem, hold on. He sees the guests coming after the bris milah. He's super in pain. It's super hot day. Hashem sends the angels because Avram so badly wanted the guests. It's greater to receive the guests than to talk to Hashem, because Avram literally left Hashem to go tend to the guests. How awesome is the ability, how wonderful is the ability to have guests. It doesn't just mean having them at a meal, which is fantastic. It doesn't just mean having them sleep over when times are better, which is also wonderful. But anything you could do to help others can be considered hachnasas orchem. If someone comes to visit you nowadays in the backyard, throwing them water, giving them food, giving them shade, giving them any ability can be considered hachnasas orchem. Even if someone needs a ride and you take them somewhere you need to go, that's also could be considered hachnasas orchem. Any way that you could provide for others, escorting them on the way, helping them on the way. Let's say someone's lost in front of your house and they don't know how to get around your community. Giving them detailed directions and walking them out also could be hachnasas orchem. The ability, after having guests and literally walking them the dalet amos, also considered hachnasas orchem. Such a great mitzvah, greater than going early to the study hall, greater than receiving the face of the Shekhinah of Hashem, kiviyachol, literally greater than talking with Hashem. Such a wonderful, easy mitzvah can be done in so many ways. Try to build on the hachnasas orchem as much as you can, even though it's much harder nowadays. There's still ingenious and different ways to go about it in order that you could help out others around you who partake of your property or your surroundings or your boundaries, or whichever way we could help people as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 128 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.